Let's write a program with a graphical user interface, otherwise known as a GUI, and for this we'll use Stanford's Portable Library, which comes with some header files of its own. Let's dive in. First, I'm going to include a file called gwindow.h, and notice first that I'm using quotes instead of angle brackets because this header file happens to be in a subdirectory of my current directory. Next, let's declare main as usual, int main void. And now let's proceed to instantiate, so to speak, that is create a graphical window, otherwise known as a gwindow, as follows. Gwindow window equals new gwindow. And now I need to specify the width and the height of this window. I'm going to go with something somewhat arbitrary, but somewhat small so that it fits within the appliance's window, specifically 320 by 240 pixels. Recall then that a pixel is one of those dots on your screen. Next, let's go ahead and type not much of anything at all and simply pause for 5,000 milliseconds, calling a function called pause that also is in the Stanford Portable Library. Finally, after those 5 seconds, let's go ahead and close the G window as follows, and then let's return 0, signifying that we're all done. So what has this program done? Well, in a moment, we should see when we run it that it opens a window that is 320 pixels wide by 240 pixels tall. That window should linger there for 5 seconds and then go away. Make window dot slash window, and there's our window in the top left-hand corner of my screen, and in just a few seconds, it's gone.